the intersection of advertising and sustainability. This is The Green Gap. My name is Melissa Drake. I'm a communication specialist for sustainable programs, and I'm here to teach you about the most fascinating and frustrating topic in advertising, sustainability. It has its part in every industry, but every single audience needs something different to be pushed in that green direction. Sound impossible? It's not. Let's fill that gap. Joining us in a little bit is Star Scott, the head of UGA's Green Labs program. She's seen every problem, thought of every solution, and been met with every ounce of pushback from people that love doing things the tried and true way. To everyday consumers, the appeal of living sustainably satisfies an internal self-fulfillment. It just feels good to do good. But today, we're going to take a look at advertising to a whole different space, science and researchers. I know. It seems like such a niche need. Why dedicate an entire episode to it? Research laboratories are actually some of the most unnecessarily resource-intensive places. They have a ton of room for growth. And what stimulates a researcher's desire to go green is not that warm and fuzzy feeling. It's how their research can benefit. So let's take a look at how research can be positively impacted by sustainable practices and how to market those perks. No science background needed, I promise. So researchers are people that are literally working towards bettering the world and often the environment, but they are unknowingly causing so much damage in the process. The biggest struggle for STAR has been closing the feedback loop. The researchers at UGA, like many others, don't actually see their resource consumption or waste creation. So, how do you make people believe in something they can't see? STAR, what do we do about this scientific tooth fairy scenario? Thank y'all for listening. I hope today was as eye-opening for you as it was for me. Check out our description for the website to STAR's program and follow her on Twitter for sustainability news and science. Small changes really do make big impacts. Next week, we'll hear from the head of sustainability communications for Morgan & Morgan and talk about how sustainability can play a role in such a well-known firm. Again, this has been The Green Gap. Thanks for listening. Give us 5 stars and come back next week for more green talk.